Ashgrove and hi, buddy.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I got to tell you, do you realize? You know, I have all these people calling me. They're all wanting me to play Josh Groban. They're all talking about there are the Grobanites. You know about those people?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Very important group of people there.
Do you have any idea what a phenomenon you are?
Well, I'm working very hard, and it's so great that these fans have become such diehard fans. They know everything about me. They're on the website. They meet me at all the shows that I'm doing. They're on the front line for sure, and so that's great. It always makes me feel good.
You know, they do know everything. I think, you know, being in radio that I'm pretty plugged in.
Yeah.
They email me information about you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you've got some folks out there working for you.
Totally, yeah. Now, whenever I want to find out, like, what's been written about me in a magazine or newspaper or how people respond to a song, I just go on the website. You know, no one else can tell me but them.
Or maybe where you're supposed to be next week.
Exactly. Or what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah.
It gets a little confusing. You are everywhere right now.
Yeah, I know.
And, of course, the thing that we're so excited about, tomorrow night, Darcy Blake from our morning show and I are going to host your great performances special
on
KCPT.
Oh, great.
I'm so psyched about this. Tell me a little bit about the special.
Well, it's the first time I've been able to really do a full concert and sing these songs live for a large audience. So the energy was just extraordinary. As soon as I walked out onto that stage, the concert was just over before I knew it. It was so much fun, and it allowed me. You know, when I was in the vocal booth for a year, I was trapped in there. We were doing music, but there's so much visually that can go along with these songs, and so it gave me a chance to really kind of dive into what I love about theater and work with lights and work with sets and work with stage movement and work with special effects and things like that, and hopefully bring it out in such a way that doesn't take it too far from what people expect, but also gives them a little something different.
Now, I'm curious, as big as you have gotten in the last year, you have just been the breakthrough artist of the year.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm guessing that you probably could have done a network special and may still have one in the works.
Sure.
Why'd you choose to go with PBS first?
Well, I think, you know, I've been watching PBS my whole life. When I was growing up and I was a young kid, and I was trying to find something to inspire me, because I loved music, and the one station that I could always turn to find programs and artists that I could relate to was PBS, and especially great performances. They had such great, they showed Broadway shows on TV. I mean, like, none of the networks would ever do that. And so there were so many concerts on there that inspired me to do what I do. To be asked to do it by great performance for myself was just an amazing honor, and I would not have wanted any other station for my first special.
You really have a soft spot in your heart, too, for Broadway, don't you?
I do, yeah. I really hope to do it one day. I'm here in New York, and I'm trying to see a show a night. So it's just, there's something so incredible about live theater. I totally believe that it can touch people like nothing else. And so, yeah, if the right thing came along, it's definitely something I'd love to do in the future.
Something tells me, Josh, that if Broadway finds out you're interested, they'll find the right thing.
I hope so. We'll see.
Let's talk about the Christmas song that you have recorded, Oh
okay.
Holy Night.
Uh-huh.
I get requests every single day.
Wow.
Multiple requests for that song, and they only want to hear the Josh Groban version.
Oh, great.
That is so cool. Why'd you choose that song?
It's one of my favorites. I've got two favorites. One is that one, and the other one is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, the Christmas song.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I think, you know, I heard Mel Torme singing that one when I was really young, that's a song in a style that I'll wait on for now, but Oh Holy Night just seemed to really, really fit with what I wanted to do right now, and so it was a pleasure to do it. And David Foster produced again, and Jeremy Lubbock did an amazing arrangement, so it was a lot of fun.
Well, you did an amazing job on it.
Thank you.
Let me ask this. I know that it is going to be on the bonus CD that goes with the DVD of the Great Performances Special, but I heard that the record company also has released a single CD of Oh Holy Night. Is that true?
Boy, these record labels are working so fast, sometimes I don't even know what they're deciding to package, you know? I can't say for sure. If they are, then that's great. I hope people enjoy it. If not, I can't say for certain.
Okay, well, I'll find out for sure.
Okay.
I'll let my listeners know.
Great.
And then the Grobanites will put it on the website, and then you'll know.
Yeah, check the website, then you'll find out.
There, now we're cooking. Okay, that sounds like a great idea. In fact, Oh Holy Night, I'm getting so many requests for that, and I actually put it off. I was going to play it in the 3 o'clock hour, and then I decided to wait and play it with you, and so everybody's kind of really after me. Come on,
play. Oh, great, good.
So, can you hang for a second,
and
we'll play
hang.
Okay.
Great.
Hang on. Here it is, Josh Groban, Oh Holy Night, on the Christmas Music Station, 98.1 KUDL.
98.1 KUDL, the Christmas music station. Oh, that is so gorgeous. Josh Groban with Oh Holy Night. And Josh is on the phone with us.
Hey.
Man. Man, that just gives me chills.
Thanks.
That is, this like my favorite Christmas song anyway.
Oh, thanks.
And then
mine too.
You do such a beautiful job on it. You are so in demand right now. I mean, let's...
I'm working hard. I guess if that's what that means. I'm constantly booked doing things, so I'm happy about that.
Well, you are, and it's not just things, buddy. Let's look at the rundown here.
Oh, the events that are coming up. I'm so honored to have been invited. I'm here in New York doing a couple of things. I'm going to be doing the lighting of the Rockefeller's Christmas tree, and I'm also going to be singing on the Macy's Day Parade. I'll be waving on a float. That'll be fun.
That's cool.
And then in the next coming months, I mean, the international traveling I'm going to do is so much fun. I love Oslo, Norway. My whole mother's side of the family is from Norway, so I'll be in Oslo singing for the Nobel Peace Prize concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be going to Vatican City. There's a show there called Christmas to Vatican, and the Pope will be there.
Yeah, so. Now, Josh, that's not exactly like, you know, playing the corner bar.
No, that's pretty nice. Yeah, who knows? Maybe the Pope will throw a bottle on the stage, but I doubt it.
Well, do you get nervous? Like, oh, my God, it's the Pope?
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's the Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I get nervous for everything I do. Even if I were singing in a little bar, I get nervous. I get stage fright, and I have to calm myself down and turn it into positive nervous energy for me to go out and do a good job. Otherwise, it'll totally make me collapse.
Really? Now, see, I don't see that at all. When I have seen you perform, like at when you did the National Anthem at the World Series, you just make it seem so effortless.
Well, I have to get myself to that point. There's a little bit of a time period before I go on, and I have to get myself out of that freaking out stage and get myself focused.
Okay, freaking out. I got to ask this question. What's it like? Because this would freak me out.
Uh-huh.
You're 17 years old.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
David Foster calls.
Yeah.
Says, come on down to the Grammy rehearsal. We need somebody to sing the prayer with Celine Dion.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, I mean, the freaking out is exactly why I first said no to that. And every time I think that I said that, I slap myself. Because, you know, most people say, oh, that was your big break. You didn't say yes immediately. And I didn't think of it that way. I was just thinking to myself, am I going to be able to do a good job? Is Celine going to like me? Is she going to want to get someone new, you know, but I went down there. David said, you are not letting me down. Get down here right now. And so it took that push for sure. And then when I got there, Celine was incredible and she was so nice. And it was just kind of a story that I've had with me for my whole career. And it changed my life, really.
That's so great. Well, you have made such a splash. I got to tell you, I got women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and they call me and they rave. Josh Groban, he's so fabulous. I love his voice. I love his music. And then at the end, they always say, and he's such a little hottie.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So for them, I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
Any special lady in your life?
Any special lady? No, not at the moment. No committed special ladies right now. I'm dating a little bit, but it's so hard to have a full-on relationship right now with all the traveling I'm doing. So one day, but not right now.
It's a little hard when you're hanging out with the Pope.
Exactly. Yeah. When hanging out with the Pope, you know, yeah, not a whole lot of women around.
Josh, let's run over the PBS information one more time for everybody. It's a great performances special, correct?
Right.
Okay. It's going to be this Saturday night here in Kansas City. Actually, we're doing back-to-back specials. We're doing the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
And that one's got Jewel and Michael Crawford on it.
It's going to be fabulous, yeah.
And then we're going to follow that up with the main event.
Great.
Josh Groban at 8:30 on KCPT here in Kansas City. It's going to be fabulous. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited for that. It was a real labor of love, and I really hope people enjoy it.
Thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon. You've been very gracious, a true gentleman. We love you.
Thanks. Anytime.
Oh, what a cutie. Josh Groban on 98.1 KUDL, the Christmas music station. Nice of him to call in this afternoon and chat. And a couple of things. The website he mentioned, joshgroban.com. There is a tour in the works. We think it's going to start in March of 2003, but there aren't any specific cities on the list yet. So cross your fingers for Kansas City. And yes, according to Josh's record company, that CD single is available in the stores as of today. So good luck on that. Josh Groban on 98.1 KUDL. Hey, Steve, you there with the traffic?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
And, man, what a nice guy he
is. Isn't he a sweetheart?
He was great.
Yeah.